Radio Prague News.
The Czech Foreign Minister has commended Ukraine's reform efforts in Kiev. Trucks have been used in simulated attacks on a Czech nuclear power station. And South Bohemia Governor Jiří Zimola is to stand down. The Czech Foreign Minister Lubomír Zaorálek has held talks in Kiev with his counterparts from Ukraine, Slovakia and Hungary. Speaking in the Ukrainian capital, Mr. Zaorálek said the Czech government appreciated Ukraine's reform efforts, adding that their implementation was the only way positive changes could be achieved. The Czech Foreign Minister said that the Ukraine was in a difficult situation and needed to combat Russian aggression. Exercises simulating truck and airplane attacks on the Temelín nuclear power station in South Bohemia reached a climax on Tuesday. Over 400 soldiers and police officers have been taking part in the four-day Safeguard Temelín 2017. The scenario of one of these simulated attacks has involved a truck trying to smash through barriers at the nuclear power station and was based on an incident in Berlin in December when a man drove a truck into a crowd. The exercises will conclude on Wednesday. The governor of the South Bohemia region, Jiří Zimola of the Social Democrats, has announced that he is to stand down. The move comes after the collapse of a regional coalition government comprised of the Social Democrats and two other parties on Monday. Mr. Zimola, who has been governor for nearly 9 years, said his party would attempt to forge a new coalition. This year's Maturita school leaving exams got underway on Tuesday with the written part of the Czech test. All of the other exams involved will take place in early May. Just under 70,000 students are taking the Maturita this year. That's a lower figure than in 2016. Czech is a compulsory subject in the tests. Five new plaques are being installed in Prague's Vinohrady district in connection with this year's 75th anniversary of Operation Anthropoid, a daring mission in which Czechoslovak soldiers were dropped into occupied territory to assassinate Nazi governor Reinhard Heydrich. The first two plaques, dedicated to two married couples who helped the parachutists and their group, have been unveiled on the district's Italska Street. And finally, the weather. There should be spells of sunshine and rain in the Czech Republic on Wednesday, with temperatures of up to 14 degrees Celsius. Daytime highs should decline slightly in the following days, while the weather will remain changeable. My name is Ian Willoughby, and that's the end of the news.
This is Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio, with me, Ian Vellinger. Coming up in today's program, the hugely popular hip-hopper Radek Banga is to receive the František Kriegel Award for Civic Courage. We'll have more details in a moment. Then an acquisition fund has been approved by the government, which should help small galleries and museums obtain missing contemporary artwork from over the last 50 years. And in the second half of the program, you'll have a chance to meet a graphic artist who's scripting her own success story. Romani singer Radek Banga is to receive the František Kriegel Award for Civic Courage, given out annually by the Charter 77 Foundation. The popular rapper was selected for his fearless stand against racism and xenophobia in Czech society. Daniela Lazareva has the story.
Radek Banga, frontman for one of the Czech Republic's best-known bands, Gypsy.cz, is a household name in the Czech Republic. With its unusual mix of traditional Romani music crossed with rap, hip-hop, pop and R&B, Gypsy gained fans across generations. Its frontman, Radek Banga, spoke out openly about the problems of the Roma community in the Czech Republic, about his own childhood and what it is like to be constantly up against racial prejudice. rights. He was not afraid to criticise his own Roma community for what he regarded as its failings or the attitude of the general public for refusing to accept them. Last year, he made headlines when he and his wife walked out of the Slavic Music Awards gala ceremony in protest against the fact that, by popular vote, the band Ortel, known for its xenophobic and neo-Nazi lyrics, won second place in two categories. I grieve for the fact that this obvious promotion of Nazism is not just ignored by the entire audience, but that most people even applaud it, he said later in defense of his stand. Jaroslav Weiss, a member of the jury which selected him for the 2017 František Kriegel Award, says his fearless effort to jolt Czech society into awareness of what the Ortel band stands for and the dangers of tolerating racism and xenophobia won him the prize.
The award given by Czech popular vote for the group Ortel, which supported or was inspired by Nazi symbolism, was accepted by the rest of the pop music community just, well, very calmly or nearly warmly welcomed. He protested because the group Ortel, which was awarded by popular vote, is really using the neo-Nazi and racist and xenophobic symbols. And he was alone in it. Only one actress joined him there. And then the hall full of celebrities of Czech pop music just applauded. And after that, Radek Banga was attacked, not personally or physically, but on internet by xenophobic activists and threatened. He received threat to him and to hold his family. And he was simply the one who stood against and said, look, we have to do something about it. We can't just, well, let the expression of potential neo-Nazism to be applauded in this country.
František Kriegel, a Charter 77 signatory, was the only Czechoslovak politician who refused to sign Moscow's humiliating diktat after the Soviet-led invasion of Czechoslovakia in 1968. Send me to Siberia or shoot me dead, he said when asked to sign the document. He was expelled from the Communist Party in 1969 and in the last decade of his life worked tirelessly for the opposition. He was among the first to sign Charter 77. He died in hospital in Prague, and his body was seized by the authorities to prevent any demonstrations at a funeral. The František Kriegel Award for Civic Courage was established in 1987 in Sweden. Among the previous recipients of the award, a dissident singer and songwriter Karel Krill, journalist Petra Procházková, and whistleblower Libor Michalek.
Daniela Lazarová reporting. The government has approved culture ministry plans to provide tens of millions of crowns in state funds for largely regional galleries and museums. This to acquire Czech as well as international contemporary artwork produced over the last 50 years. The acquisition fund, to be overseen by a 9-member board, will allocate funds to help fill gaps in state collections of work by key artists who, for one or another, have been underrepresented. Earlier, I spoke to the director and head curator of Prague's popular Futura Gallery, Michal Novotný, asking how he saw the development.
Certainly, I would say it's a kind of crisis management plan, because we have a problem which is lasting already for several decades. And it is because the mainly state institution, mainly state collection that are supposed to preserve the heritage of the country, do not have a representative sample of artwork that happened mainly after 1980. So I would say that it's an attempt to do something about it. However, I don't know if the money that the state will guarantee every year for the acquisitions of the artworks will be enough.
What was the problem until now? Was it simply that the funds were missing, that smaller galleries just didn't have the capacity, the budget for those kinds of acquisitions?
Yeah, they certainly didn't have the budget. Some galleries had the budget for acquisitions, let's say, in several thousands of Czech koron, which does not really allow any acquisition at all. But I would say the problem is also personal. In general, we do not have developed a state structure of galleries or museums or contemporary arts institutions that would also employ and educate state professionals that would be able to curate the collections, which means to decide which artwork should be bought for the collections, which artwork should be missed. And some acquisitions happens. It's not that we do not have any artworks in the collections, but they were rather random or personal choices. By constituting this board of people who will decide, where the institutions themselves have to apply with applications, the state takes back the power, in a way, in what will be presented in the collection. So it's somehow easier.
The board is to have 9 members, people who are experts in the field of the visual arts, presumably from different areas. Do you think that that'll be enough to ensure kind of a wide choice of different artworks, of different artists, some perhaps more obscure?
It is probably enough, facing the budget that there will be given for the acquisitions. If the budget should be bigger, and I believe it should be, then the variety of people deciding about this money should be also larger. But at this moment, when we are speaking about 80 million of Czech crowns, I would say that 9 people selected carefully out of the whole art scene can decide about the key artworks. We are speaking about the key artists.
That was curator and director of Futura Gallery here in Prague, Michal Novotný, talking to me about plans for new funding for the acquisition of contemporary artwork. A quick reminder, this is Radio Prague, the international service, where it's now time for our main feature, hosted by Ruth Frankova.
Petra Dočekalová is a graduate of the typography studio at the Academy of Arts, Architecture and Design in Prague. Her calligraphy thesis, in which she developed her own handwritten scripts, has recently won 2 prestigious international awards, including the Certificate of Typographic Excellence from the Type Directors Club. I met with Petra Dočekalová in her studio, hidden in a backyard just a few steps from Prague's Old Town Square, and I first asked her why she chose calligraphy as the topic of her thesis.
In Czech Republic, this brand or this field is currently dead. During 90s, almost no designers were doing sign painting by their own hands. Actually, abroad, this brand is living. On the streets, posters are made by hand, restaurants have their own branding made by sign painters, but Czech Republic is not that lucky. So I've tried to make this gap filled with the new styles, with something that covers new technologies, new markers, trending styles in graffiti and graphic design. And I've designed 4 scripts that could be used for, as I said, restaurants, bars, and also in a digital way as a designer.
As you said, this discipline has nearly vanished here in the Czech Republic. Why here and not abroad?
You are absolutely right. Abroad, for example, in America, in Netherlands, in the UK, there is a strong tradition and the artists are following the tradition. In Czech Republic, there were really less people doing this, 10 in the entire republic. And when coming a cheap printing technologies, they just vanished because they didn't get paid to get things properly done. And the public stopped noticing the visual quality of handmade signs. And also in the schools, they remove it from the curriculum, learning how to hand paint signs. But thanks to this trending now, it's again getting back to the streets.
Was there a strong tradition of calligraphy and sign painting in the past? Can you tell me something about the history of this discipline?
Czech Republic had a strong history in calligraphy, same as Germany, Slovakia, Austria and the countries abroad. And the fonts or typefaces were really common. And when we had a communist regime, the borders were closed and all the specimens from abroad for Germany, etc., they just weren't able to come here. So the designers and particularly type designers were forced to design their own original type. And thanks to this, we have really strong history in original typefaces that are really weird for abroad, but really good in their complexive way and how they look, how they are shaped, and how the characters have atmosphere of Czechoslovakia.
So basically they developed in isolation from the rest of the world.
Yes, exactly, exactly. The isolation is good for good design.
As you said, you actually developed your own handwritten fonts. That was part of your thesis. Have you actually looked into these Czechoslovak letters for inspiration?
Yes, and I've not just read the text, but I've also tried to draw all their calligraphy approaches. Every typographer had a different calligraphy style, so I've tried to understand how they draw the letters, why they draw the letters in that shape, and what technology they use it for. Some typographers draw letters for scissors and scissoring them when they were finished, and some of them were doing shapes for window dressing. So first step was to map all the available publications. I've tracked down about 30 or 40 publications and books with script faces from 19th century till nowadays. So I've tried to learn all these styles, and I've tried to draw them by my own handwriting style and try to improve them with new technologies like new markers, new brushes, new pencils, and try to digitize them in computer. If you put a sign painting stuff into computer, it behaves differently, and you need to find a balance between what is looking good in real world and what's looking better in digital way, because when you are designing a digital script, typeface need to look great in both ways.
If I'm not mistaken, your thesis has won two prestigious international awards. How important is it for your career winning these prizes?
I'm very glad I won them, because the TDC award, which is awarded by Type Directors Club in New York, is really prestigious all over the world, because the jury is consisting of experts and professionals in the field, and they are actually typographers or professors of typography. So if they give you a prize, they really know what you are doing and they studied your work. It's not like a media prize. It's really a prize for excellence in your brand. So I'm shy. I'm not the one who is shouting to the world, I won a prize, but I'm really glad that they found it and they awarded it.
So what will actually happen with your fonts now that you have developed them?
And not to mix apples and peas together, I have become a sign painter and I also do fonts from these scripts. So it's two different brands. And in the first position, I'm a real painter. So if any restaurant call me, I am using these models or skeletons of fonts and remade them for the specific purpose of the restaurant or bar. So I'm designing always a specific script for specific reason. And in digital font, I'm working on vectorizing and digitizing those platforms, and you can buy them online and you can set the design by yourself or by a graphic designer, and they use it in their own way.
Can you actually make a living by sign painting?
Yes, it's really well paid. And there are lots of shops, especially in Prague. People are starving for good design, and the shopkeepers really need good designers. They need to design a menu or a logo. And good designers, and particularly the hand painters, there is no many people who are doing it. I think 5 in the Czech Republic who are really good or who are doing it every day. So become a sign painter and you can make a living off of it here in Czech Republic. We need it.
I read on your website that you want to revive the craftsmanship of handwriting. How do you want to achieve that?
I would like public to notice that there is something going on in shop design. And it may be by my own design. They just go through and see a nice shop and they are looking who did it or who designed it. Second, I would like to make some workshops for people who'd like to learn how to write nicely or properly, because then they could become my colleagues, co-workers, and then I can have more time to for example, do some publication about it or some research. So I'd like to speak about it, show the people how to do it, try to learn as much as techniques for variable people and learn it.
And as far as I know, you have already held various workshops. Would you say that people are perhaps less skilled nowadays because we use computers much more frequently than we used to in the past? So have you noticed any change?
Everyone who came to my workshop says, I have a horrible handwriting. I cannot even write my name. I am stupid. And then I look at his script and I say, no, we can definitely work with it. And we can definitely make it super stunning because you have nice ligatures in your style. Or, for example, you are using initials or you have connected script. That's really great. And in 4 hours, I forced the people to write with different models, with different tools, with different styles. I put their handwriting out of their comfort zone, totally out of their comfort zone. And everyone who came there made a really huge step forward.
So what are you actually working on right now?
I'm working on about 8 or 10 projects, and they are mixed of school projects, monography books, exhibition projects. Also, I'm working on new script forms. I'm doing some letterings for filmmakers and movie brands. I'm also writing some texts, make editing of books, etc., etc.
And finally, do you have any specific techniques or materials that you prefer over the others?
I use the cheapest brushes and markers that are available. You don't need to pay thousands for good markers and for good style. And if you can draw it, you can draw it with a wooden stick. That's all.
Petra Ducikalova was Ruth's guest in today's main feature. That brings us just about to the end of today's program. A quick reminder, though, if you'd like to comment on anything you've heard, if you have any questions for us here at the station, it's easy to get in touch. The address to write to is english@radio.cz. Also, Radio Prague is on the social networks, Facebook and Twitter. I'm Jan Wellinger. Thank you so much for joining us this day, and take care.